Politics.
Strange, isn't it?
Politics. Speaking of, let's get to JP's moment of common sense.
Which you're having me do live now.
Yes, I like to hear it live.
Today's
it puts a little more emotion into it.
Today's common sense is called Dear Maxine.
Sorry.
This past Saturday, Representative Maxine Waters, congresswoman from the Los Angeles area of California, was addressing some of her constituents and said this, quote, "I'm not afraid of anybody. This is a tough game. You can't be intimidated. You can't be frightened. And as far as I'm concerned, the Tea Party can go straight to hell." Unquote. Mm. I sent Mrs. Waters an email the next day saying, "Dear Maxine, regarding your words about the Tea Party, you say you're not intimidated, so why don't you come on Broadview next week and discuss exactly what the Tea Party has done to earn a curse of eternal damnation? Let's refrain from using insults and avoid speaking from ignorance and simply talk ideas and facts, okay? I know you're busy with your trial for ethics violations, but if you've got some time, let's talk. Love, JP." I haven't heard back from her.
No.
2 days later, it was Representative Frederica Wilson's turn. She's another black congresswoman from Florida this time, and she was also addressing a town hall gathering of constituents. Quote, "Let us all remember who the real enemy is. The real enemy is the Tea Party. The Tea Party holds the Congress hostage. They have one goal in mind, and that's to make President Obama a one-term president." Unquote. So now that Osama bin Laden is dead, I guess the Tea Party moves to number one on the post office wall. Last year, it was Representative Sheila Jackson Lee, congresswoman from the Houston, Texas area, addressing the National Convention of the NAACP. Quote, "All those who wore sheets a long time ago have now lifted them off and started wearing clothing with a name, say, 'I am part of the Tea Party. Don't you be fooled.'"
Ooh.
Unquote. There are always a lot of uhs and grammatical mistakes when Sheila Jackson Lee speaks because she's pretty stupid even by congressional standards. This is the woman who asked a NASA witness during a committee hearing for a photograph of the American flag that Neil Armstrong planted on Mars. And she thinks the Vietnam War ended with, quote, "two Vietnams working side by side, living in peace," unquote. This week, at an event to honor the new Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial in Washington, Sheila had another chance to hurl insults at the Tea Party. Quote, "Martin King wrote in 1961 about love, war, and civil disobedience, and he said, 'We must be determined to resist reactionaries. My friends, you are now entering a reactionary period probably worse than post-Reconstruction.'" Unquote. You got that? The Tea Party, which is certainly the reactionary she's talking about, by wanting the country to return to its constitutional Republican roots, Tea Partiers are worse than the white racist Ku Klux Klansmen Democrats who rampage through the South, hanging Republicans from trees. By the way, a lot of people don't know this, but the KKK lynched all Republicans, not just the black ones. And black voters back then were almost 100% Republican because they could see firsthand who was against civil rights and who was for them. There was another Jackson at the Martin Luther King ceremony this week, Jesse Jackson. Naturally, he had some comments about the Tea Party, too. Quote, "The Tea Party is not new. It's just a new name for an old game," unquote. And Jesse knows about old games, being a race hustler for half a century now. I'm guessing that Martin Luther King was spinning in his grave if he heard any of the hate speech being uttered in his honor this week. And he was already spinning in his grave because the new statue they're dedicating tomorrow was made in China, and the sculptor is a Chinese guy. And for crying out loud, the new statue of King sort of looks Chinese. What happened? The government couldn't find a black sculptor somewhere in America who needed a few bucks and wanted to make a statue of Martin Luther King? Really? Anyway, that's beside the point. The amount and volume of racial hate speech coming from black politicians is rising to ridiculous levels. That's the point. I consider myself a Tea Partier, although, to be honest, I'm not sure exactly what that means. To me, it means that I identify with tens of millions of other Americans of all races and all political backgrounds and all levels of wealth who believe in individual freedom and limited government. That's all. I don't wear a white sheet on weekends or secretly attend meetings where we concoct ways to keep the race pure or have any plans to form a militia in the Sierra foothills. On July 4th, 2009, I attended my one and only Tea Party gathering down on Virginia Avenue. And I attended that event with a black woman who didn't bother to hide the fact that she voted for Obama for president. We walked around through that event talking to people, and when people learned she was an Obama supporter, She received nothing but friendly discussion. Why do you like him? They would ask, honestly amazed that anybody could like Obama. And then they would smile and laugh and try to change her mind. All in all, and I'm not exaggerating one single bit, that Tea Party gathering was the nicest, friendliest group of people I've ever seen. Passionate about American freedom, but nice people. The Maxines of this world? I think their time has passed and they can sense it. A larger and larger percentage of the population is multiracial and no longer comprehends those sour, tired lines of racial BS anymore and looks at the Maxines like artifacts in a museum. The liberal socialist method of governing the country has failed miserably, and the repercussions have been worse for the constituents of the race hustlers than for anybody else, and that makes them desperate. Looked at in that light, I don't feel anger for Maxine Waters and her ilk. I feel pity.
Wow.